And welcome back to Yuck Time, episode 34. It is the Sunday of all Sundays.
Passover?
Yeah, sure. No, Easter. Easter for us people who aren't going to hell. No, I'm fuck.
Same thing, though.
I'm cutting that. Anyway, welcome back to the show.
It was a decent joke.
Nah, that was not it. That was like that was some mean spirited shit that I just said.
Not really. It's the same thing as saying
I'm in a fucking weird shitty mood right now just because I haven't gotten sleep. But welcome back to the show, everybody. It's Yuck Time, episode 34. We are back, and it is Easter Sunday. And it is also Trans Day of Visibility. So shout out to all of our trans friends and family out there.
He, she, they have risen.
Yes. Good. That was good.
Can you identify yourself like that? As a he, she, they?
There are plenty of people who are like any pronoun.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I got one moot on Twitter that goes by any pronoun. I just default to they, really.
I think it's cooler if they are a he, she, they, because you can't fuck up.
Well, no. I mean, like, unless you, like you use one of, like, the Z-Zer pronouns.
Hell no, I never heard of it.
Let's offend some fucking trans people.
Only thing I thought was offensive to trans people was calling them it.
Dog, I guarantee you there are people who unironically go by it.
That's crazy.
Like I've seen it.
Say, what is it?
I've seen
that them sound derogatory.
And yeah.
They fucking clowns. That's what they not.
Oh, fuck's sake.
But don't get it.
Trans friends and family, we love you.
No, the movie
we love
it.
Your face. I know. It's a good joke. It's a decent joke.
Hey, come on.
You motherfucker, but let's
Zer.
Let's keep it chill.
Zerski.
Yeah, Z they, and Zer.
They Xerxes from the fucking Xerxes. 300.
Yeah, exactly. That's
freaky asses. No.
That nigga, I'm sure at least a couple of them look like Xerxes.
Freaky as hell.
Fuck. But yeah, welcome back. It is, yeah, Easter Sunday and Trans Day of Visibility. I just brought this up to Tez, but it is also coincidentally the 25th anniversary of the original release of The Matrix, which someone brought to my attention on the timeline that it's sort of a Jesus-y movie, or a movie about a Jesus-type figure that was made by trans women. So fucking shout out to The Matrix and the Wachowski sisters.
Trinity, no.
For being fucking legendary. Fucking legendary. So yes. Speaking of The Matrix, though, and the world we inhabit these days, We are surrounded by mystery, and a lot of the mystery takes the form of conspiracy theories. We're finally making good on the little part of the show description that says conspiracy theories in this episode. And Tezo, I believe, says that he's got some shit to say about The Matrix in that regard. Maybe. Possibly. I think I threw him for a loop. He literally just fucking said he could talk about The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, the conspiracy that we live in The Matrix.
Yeah.
The red pill, blue pill, and how they changed what red pill and blue pill mean. I fucking hate that shit.
I mean,
like, how they changed woke. That shit, it grinds my gears.
It grinds his gears. You know what really grinds my gears?
I understand as a black man that, yes, I could say a word and it means something totally different, but when we come up with something and then white people come back though and try to hijack that word to make something, like, what is the new DIE, whatever that shit, like, that shit annoying.
There's a lot of, like, complicated, I don't know, like, people, like,
conspiracy,
lots of shit, like, there's so much fucking appropriation going around when it comes to, like, just phrases and terms like that. I mean, like, you know, like you said, the fact that, like, fucking red pill became, like, some
incel,
like,
shit.
Nazi, like, yeah, shit. Yeah. And this was forever ago that this was like over a decade ago that red pill became like this sort of fucking dog whistle. And that shit sucks. Like,
it was cool at first. Now that shit lame as fuck.
I mean, it's hilarious that all these retards are using a word that a trans woman came up with. you know, this concept.
I mean, not really. Could listen.
I mean,
to
like,
that.
Well, like the not Andrew really. Tate. Insofar as it, like, also, the Wachowskis didn't invent the fucking allegory of the cave or anything. Which
no,
is,
I'm talking about, like, because if you like Andrew Tate with his red pill shit, he said that he will fuck with a trans girl. He said, "I would rather fuck a trans bitch that looked like a woman than a regular woman that looked like a nigga."
Looks like Hulk Hogan, he specified. Yeah, yeah, which Hulk was Hogan. Back in episode, God, I can't even tell you what episode so, that came up
that
in.
That confuses me also, but, you know, I don't listen to it. Maybe that's why I'm confused. It's
well,
not for
well,
me.
Fuck that guy.
It's not
fuck
for
those
me.
Guys.
Fucking like, sex traffickers. They like Diddy.
Yeah.
That's their conspiracy.
Oh, we're going to get to Diddy.
That's the Andrew Tate conspiracy. He's just a fucking horny sex man beating bitches and selling it on the internet.
Fucking
he said fuck Chicago, so let's fuck that nigga for life.
I mean, he didn't he live in Chicago for,
we don't claim that nigga while. He ain't well, never I, come
I,
there
I don't blame you.
He a British nigga to me.
Yeah,
he ain't even American.
He's got his like shit sucking like fucking country British accent. Yo, sounds like shit.
Like, I haven't seen nothing
Hulk Hogan from, like, he had been, a pussy.
He been clean from my TL and all my YouTube for at least 6-7 months.
Yeah, as and yeah, I think I just saw him crop up the other day in some fucking post. Like, you know, it's the first time I've seen him in a minute. So good on all that. I don't want to look at that fucking guy or hear about him.
And I blame my naivety, me being naive. When I first see the nigga, I thought he was a comedian. I thought he was funny. I thought it was all jokes.
Tezo, you think everyone is a comedian?
Yeah.
Life is a joke.
They be saying some funny shit. Like, that shit, if it be funny, then you're well, like, oh, no, he wholeheartedly
the shit they it. Say is so fucking insane. It's like you could easily take it either way if you don't know any better. You know?
And a lot of people don't know any better, I realize.
So many people. So many impressionable young... I think about, like that Sneeko video where the kids came up to him in the fucking airport.
That's conspiracy.
Where it's like, yo, we should kill all women. Let's fucking, you know.
He said, whoa.
And Sneeko's like, what the fuck?
He's like, whoa.
Like, even Sneeko, he was fucking taken aback.
Sneeko, I'm indifferent. I don't know about that nigga Sneeko. He an agent or something. Because that nigga Muslim or some shit. Then he Christian. I don't know what that nigga is no more.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah,
then
all
the nigga
these guys
cuck,
are losers.
I'm like, hey, I respect them that they willing to put themselves out there to make money. They literally putting a essence, I guess you could say, they sell their soul to make money. And because the fuck shit they stand for, I wouldn't want to be associated with.
No.
Fuck that.
No. Like that's the thing. It's like, and there are some people I know personally who I feel like could fall down that fucking rabbit hole real fucking.
I know
quick.
Yeah,
like,
a lot.
Like people who think that they're gonna get canceled for whatever reason, you know, like
that used to annoy me.
The less said about that, the better. But
who gives? Who
well,
can cancel?
That's the thing. It's like,
okay, I say this.
We
now.
We say wild shit and
yeah,
whatever. But
I say this
like,
now. Who knows? 30 years from now, this might get pulled up. Look, that nigga said this shit.
But also, then again, in 30 years from now, who knows what the fucking social climate is going to be like? So. There's really not that much of a point, especially like if you're thinking that far down the fucking line. Like these motherfuckers are just thinking that they're gonna blow up overnight and that they're gonna get canceled the next fucking day. Like that's like the attitude.
I mean that's how it's happening.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's so, fair.
I wouldn't say totally canceled, but as soon as you do blow up, people looking for your dirt.
Like Lizzo.
They looking for your shit.
Like
shout out to Lizzo.
We're retreading all kinds of like former fucking. Content from previous episodes, but yeah, Lizzo, Jesus Christ, fucking
that's
like
a conspiracy
melting
too.
Down. I mean, like, is
I don't
it,
believe
though?
Him. If a bitch tell me to eat that pussy, it's
oh,
up to me
sake.
To determine if I'm gonna eat the pussy or not.
And this goes back to like
ain't
all
no forcing me to eat no pussy, my
all
nigga.
The crazy Nickelodeon shit from last episode.
It's an iceberg, nigga.
Yeah.
And they just trying to run Lizzo out of here. She talking about she finna quit. Who else we gonna have playing flutes? Andre 3000 by herself? He need
hell
help.
Yeah, motherfucker.
He need help. Get Lizzo. Lizzo a boss. She a dog with it. Oh, me. I God. Need her. Not sexually. I don't need her sexually. I just enjoy her music. I couldn't name you not one of her songs.
The pink. The pink song from Barbie.
I couldn't tell you how it go, the rhythm.
Good enough to drink, sucking on my dick because I am slut. Lick me on my fucking butt.
I'm going to just believe you, but yeah, shout out to Lizzo.
Those are the exact lyrics, by the way.
That's crazy.
No. It's like who could have seen it coming? No.
Tell people that work with Lizzo. That's
good. Let's talk about Diddy. I feel like you might be more up on Diddy.
Let's go into the Diddy conspiracy. I mean, the Diddy shit, like, I'll be honest. I knew about Diddy,
we all knew. Come on.
Yeah, I knew about him, like,
to an extent. Like we all knew about Dan Schneider a decade ago. You know, it's like, yeah. Like,
I would say I knew about Diddy more than a decade ago. Cause yeah.
Okay.
If you watch him in interviews, his mannerisms, and then I used to do a deep dive into that nigga. I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm like, he has the perfect job. That nigga don't have to rap. That nigga don't have to sing. He don't have to dance.
He had Ciroc in his fucking pocket.
No, and the artist, he got all these artist royalties and shit. So he eating up every artist off their talent. And I'm like, damn, I want to do some shit like
Justin
that.
Bieber alone probably netted the fucking guy like, I couldn't
even
tell
he
you.
Only had a little part of that too, because Usher was the main nigga eating off him.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, what?
Usher, ludicrous. The amount of black men that turned this little fucking white boy out.
They say, hey, it's a conspiracy. Before I go back to Diddy, it's a conspiracy. Like, yeah. This lady said that nigga was fucking babies or some shit.
Jesus Christ.
That nigga Justin Bieber was on some. Well, I'm like,
what,
allegedly.
What, Bieber was doing that?
Yes, that's what allegedly. God. They had Bieber doing some wild shit. Not Diddy doing that. He was.
I mean, I couldn't put it past. Like, I fucking hate Justin Bieber so much.
I ain't gonna put that on him.
Motherfucker.
I ain't gonna put that on him, but that's what people saying.
I mean, yeah, I can't put it on him either. Like, I just think that, like, the actual shit, like, that, I don't know.
I used to fuck with baby, oh.
The worst fucking song that has ever been.
Thought you always be mine. I'm like, damn, how come I could, yeah? If I could sing, man, I would have been lit, man. No, I would have been in them Diddy situations. I'm glad I can't sing. My mama knew that's good.
No, yeah, it is a curse to have any talent whatsoever, lest you get your butt touched by.
But no, I really wanted to be that nigga, so I was like, all right, let me do the research how he came up. Then I did the research into how that nigga came up, and I'm like, I don't know about this. It was like some. Like, I believe in human sacrifice. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Sure. Well, yeah.
So, it was some shit where that nigga had...
believes in sacrifices and rituals of such
alchemy.
Nature.
I believe, alchemy. You know, you gotta give a little, get a little. But that nigga had, through, like, some party in, like, the 90s where it was, like, a fire hazard where they had closed the doors and, like, some people got trampled and some people ended up
fucking
dying.
Hell.
So they like put the body on that nigga, but he ain't go to jail or nothing for that case. Nothing like that. Cause
that's insane.
So it was like, all right. Then the next thing you know, that nigga like the head of this little record company, he get big. So it's like, all right. What did you do to get that? He was like one of the youngest record execs. Like, all right. Yeah. You look at you, little fishy. And that's where, like, years later, the rumors came out. But the, was it Clyde Davis or something? Like, the nigga, but the nigga he was signed to was, you know, doing some booty hole shit.
There's always a bigger fish.
And then he pulled Diddy up. And yeah. Diddy ended up being the main nigga at his own label. And that's how Diddy took off. But in the underground streets, that nigga Diddy was known to, like, put hits out. He was supposedly did the hit for Tupac. He paid for that.
Supposedly.
Allegedly. And allegedly he got Biggie popped off too, because Biggie, I mean, was trying to dip.
Which is wild, but like, you think about it, that era and just how volatile that all of that shit was.
Then he started dropping music.
The music industry.
He went from dropping shit to now he got projects and shit, like, something a little off. And then that nigga, Bodyguard Gene Deal, like a few years back on like Doggy Diamonds TV, shout out to that nigga. It's some New York hip hop type shit.
Right.
But that nigga went on that bitch, exposed him, talking about he probably got his wife knocked off Kim.
Sheesh.
How that nigga was doing gay shit with a lot of the up and coming R&B niggas. Like, it was this one nigga, like his lawyer walked in on Diddy. Diddy lawyer walked in on him getting top from some R&B nigga he was trying to sign.
Fucking hell.
And Diddy told Shorty that it wasn't about him being gay or nothing. It was about power. Like,
sure.
This money could make nigga do anything.
Well, that's full fucking mask off, if that's true. Like,
on me.
Like, how do you even keep your fucking dick hard while you're doing such a horrible thing?
I question this too. Like, they get off on the sick, the power
It's like unfathomable. You're like, yeah, it's
like you're helpless, like, and you can't do nothing.
Fucking insidious.
Or you want this? You want this so bad? You willing to give up this integral part of yourself? Suck my dick.
God,
that shit crazy.
It's fucking nightmare.
I
would have
killed
shit.
That nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah, for real. Like, it's, send me it's to just, jail. Like, it,
not. I wouldn't do it.
It's like, what the fuck, but do you do?
You asking me that shit? I gotta. I don't know, man. I don't know, like, if I like, gotta kill you. I gotta do something violent to you. Nigga, yeah. What? Yeah. For what? Nigga, go. What? Just because I sing songs,
like catch me doing a fucking 180 and leaving that motherfucker. Like, didn't I don't give a fuck if you start talking shit about me because I didn't suck you off. Like, fuck you, motherfucker.
The Usher shit, that shit, how they play fighting for, what was it? What do you say? For Frosted Flakes, they was wrestling under the covers and shit. I'm like, then that nigga, he said that it was Puffy Flavor Camp or some shit. And I like to make the joke. I make the joke all the time. Like, if somebody, you don't know if that nigga, you know, if they gay or not, but they got certain manners, you just call that nigga spicy, you know. And
right.
If you find out if they gay, you call them sweet. So, Flavor Camp sound like that's, everything. Yeah, like that's, you got umami in there,
that's
now.
That's the whole spectrum.
You know what I'm saying? niggas savoring the gayness. Y'all leave me? What? I didn't hear none of this. But allegedly.
This shit's free. And, you know, this isn't, like, unheard. Like, even, like, earlier in the music industry, there was, like, similar shit going on, but not necessarily, like, sexual shit. I think about,
like... Quincy Jones?
Well, of course there was sexual shit. It's just, like...
What?
Like,
Quincy Jones got a... What?
Well, I'm thinking about, like, even a little further. I'm thinking about, like, crazy shit with, like, the Beach Boys.
Oh, you're talking about the 60s.
Well, like you know that like...
Elvis was a freak shit.
The fucking Manson family was, like... friends with one of the fucking Beach Boys, and like they would like do music together and shit and like record shit.
Ain't they from Cali though? Ain't the Manson family like Cali based?
They moved around a bit. I'm not sure if they were in Cali the entire time.
Okay, if they wasn't, then that nigga ain't got no excuse. But if he like, all right,
they like did live in like a bus at one point before they fucking like settled down at like the Spawn Ranch where
and you was cool with them.
The Once Upon a Time. Well, that's the thing. It's like they didn't like they hadn't fucking murdered anyone yet. So like they were just like, you know, doing acid or whatever. I fucking hate hippies, by the way. Like hippies carbon. Fucking suck. Like across time and space. They're all fucking pieces of shit. Hippie stands for hypocrite, by the way, in my humble opinion. But fucking Manson family, and I think it was Dennis Wilson. It was like one of the two like brothers that was in the Beach Boys. He was trying to get a record deal through him. Manson was trying to get a record deal, and his music sucked. No one wanted his fucking shit, and then he got pissed off. And he like, did you know what like the Manson family's end game was?
No.
They were trying to start a fucking race war. But get this. They were trying to start a race war between white people and black people on the assumption that all the black people would win, but that they would not be able to govern themselves after the fact. So, like, the most racist shit you could fucking imagine. And that Manson would come out on top as the leader of all the black people after the race war.
They was on a barbecue shit.
Okay. Yeah. Like, oh, God,
they was on
get into it.
Haiti barbecue shit.
Fucking Haiti.
He said fucking, the government gonna fall and we gonna rise to the top, nigga. What?
Like dumbass YouTuber they got kidnapped by barbecue or some shit.
They thought they said they like, hey, it's gonna go bad and we gonna be the number one. That's crazy.
It's dumb. Yeah, that was like the dumbest That's fucking crazy. Threat. It's like, let's just kill all the black people in Haiti and take it over. Like it would be so simple for a bunch of dumb fucking crackers who are, like, not necessarily even military trained to go fucking kill everyone in Haiti. Like, give me a fucking break. That was a wild thread to read through. Like, I'd like... That's Elon's Twitter for your ass. It's just, like, open fucking white supremacy.
I fuck with it.
It's insanity. I mean, like, I'm just glad that these motherfuckers are exposed.
Yeah, let me see who it is. Shit.
You know?
I know what parts of the country I will not be going to.
So yeah, that was the grand. That it was called Helter Skelter.
Fuck with Helter Skelter.
Well, that was the Beatles song.
Oh,
they named it after the Beatles song, but that was the conspiracy to start a race war. So, the more you know. Da 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 da.
I believe it. Talking about That was
when Manson was a fucking retard.
The '50s was when the CIA was really good, and I think it was
some rumor that like Manson was like an MK Ultra patient or some shit. Like it was like a psyop or whatever the fuck.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
That I need to see documents that he was like. It makes sense because if he had access to that much acid.
Sure. And also, he had, like, a room temperature IQ. So, it's, like, the fact that he, like, became so influential over this group of people was just, like, charisma. Fucking nonsensical. It's, like, he was just, like, keeping them pumped full of fucking acid at all times. Shout out to Sydney Sweeney for being one of the Manson girls in the Tarantino movie.
I need me some acid one of these days.
One of these days.
Like this, like
Tezo, tell your months, acid story.
In these next few months, that has nothing to do with conspiracy. That is another time. What does that have to do with conspiracies? No, I will not tell my acid story until the time is right. Just know it was a bad trip.
Tezo got lost in the streets of New York while several of our friends were looking for him one night off of the shit.
That was some good ass acid. That's all I gotta say.
Acid fucking rocks. I haven't had acid since I was in Florida, dude.
If you trying to break the matrix, that's the way to do it. Like shrooms is cool, but if you trying to see some shit.
It's funny that like people call like acid and like shrooms like mind expanding or whatever, but I think it's the complete fucking opposite. I think it just cooks your brain.
Shrooms definitely can expand your brain,
but mind expand like I don't know, like I don't think like psychedelics put you in a different frame of mind where like I could do like ketamine, right? Be on a ketamine trip and then I'll like be reliving a fucking conversation that I had like 3 years ago.
That sounds crazy.
Like, it's fucking wild. It's never like suddenly you have a photographic memory. But at the same time, it makes me wonder how much of that photographic memory was actually accurate and how much of it was just like, oh, my brain is fucking cooked. I'm on drugs right now.
K-hole.
You know? Because I'm like acid makes you feel like your brain is expanded, but
I would say it do, because I'm like, with acid, to me, acid don't have nothing to do. Well, okay. The loops. Yeah, it might bring up certain memories, but it's the emotional aspect.
Sure,
that's,
sure.
That's the part of acid that, like, you could try to fight that shit, but that shit go like...
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Good like, fucking luck.
If you're not in tune with your emotions or some shit like that, you might not be that well.
I'm fairly lucky that I've never really had a bad trip, but I've had a trip... Or I've had at least one trip where I was with another person who was making it very difficult for me to trip in peace.
I believe that.
My fucking ex-girlfriend. But, yeah, that was awful. God, Sherman scratched my cat scratched my fucking hand while I was on acid. That was the worst fucking feeling, like, one of the worst feelings that I've ever had. Like, that shit fucking sucked. Like, a big-ass scratch right down the middle of my hand.
That's the worst place to get it.
Ugh. Yeah, the worst, because, like,
I had more good trips off acid than that one bad trip. That's what I was
saying. Well, that's good. That's the goal.
Like, man, sex on acid, now that...
Fuck that,
that's
man.
Fun. That is fun. Now, that is
experience. I don't even remember at this point if I fucking attempted anything like that.
Well, I was busting.
I always feel like my heart's gonna fucking pop when I'm dropping acid.
I'm willing to die for it. Oh, yeah.
Then again, like, I've also dropped acid and then drank, like, an entire fucking bottle of wine while I was tripping. So it's like, I don't fucking know. Like, there's... It's a slippery slope, folks, when you want to be off your fucking ass on any substance.
I remember the first time I did acid, though. That shit was lit.
Yeah.
I couldn't control my emotions. I went to like my homies was having like a lingerie party or some shit. And that shit was lit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
But it was like beef between my friends at the time. And I could sense it when I got there. And they kind of fucked my mood up. And I ain't like that. Because this bitch is walking around in lingerie. So it's like, why? I don't really care what my homie's beefing right now.
I remember the first time I did acid. I don't know if you were there. Were you there? Like it was the night that, like, we were over in Bushwick. We were watching fucking Mortal Kombat on the fucking TV. I think, like, you might have been there and then you left early. I think you and Josh might have been there. And then, like... like the acid was kicking in as we were watching fucking Mortal Kombat, and I was the only one tripping in the fucking room. And like the shit looks like fucking real life to me. Like Goro looks so fucking real, dude. Like it was fucked up. I thought Goro was like a real guy.
Oh, me
with his fucking forearms and shit.
Alright, the shit rocked. That movie, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Like that was like probably like the sickest. Like that was the first time I watched that movie too. So that was like probably the best way to watch it. Jeez,
so many good acid trips.
Fucking insane shit.
I need it.
Shout yeah, out I to took Shannon. Acid and then I walked from Bushwick to Manhattan across the fucking bridge into like downtown, like right by FIDE, and then like I fucking just like sat on one of the piers.
That's a long ass walk.
As the sun came up, and then I fucking went and saw Wonder Woman in the movie theater that same morning.
That's a long ass walk.
It was a long ass walk, but it rocked, dude. I felt like I was insane. It was like slightly chilly out. It was like 50 degrees, and like I wore like the dumbest fucking on. Like I wore this hoodie, and then like a fucking like insulated vest over that, and like I had the hood on, so I was like looking like a fucking like weirdo, basically.
That's the best way to look out here.
Yeah,
the way it's getting cracking.
I mean, like, I dress like a fucking, I don't know, a 10-year-old on any given day. It's fucking t-shirt and jeans bullshit. So, I don't know. That was fucking eccentric for me. I was wearing an insulated vest over a fucking hoodie. God. This doesn't have shit to do with conspiracies anymore. We just got talking about
acid. Nah, that's part of the conspiracy, boy. The MK Ultra conspiracy. How that acid get out here. Like, the shorty that used to supply us with the acid, she looked like she could have been part of that.
God. She fucking sucked.
Hey, the first time she gave me acid, that shit did not work. We just finna be old.
Well, she would fucking intentionally fuck with her shit. Like, I saw her, like, she was about to sell some tabs to a guy, and she put the fucking things in her mouth to denature them. Like, ruined the fucking shit that she was selling to a... Like, these drug dealers out here in New York are fucking snakes. Don't trust them. I say as I'm sitting next to my former
main weed dealer. I'm not a drug dealer.
I mean, I used to main...
Unless you get that shit from me. No, you want that A1? Holla at me. Come to New York City.
The A1.
The A1 Perico. Whatever you need, we got it. Talk about not me, but just know it's available.
We know a guy who knows a guy,
like Muscle Man. I might know a guy.
Anyway, back to something a little more on topic. Fucking, you never saw Eyes Wide Shut, so I can't.
I seen like the scene,
yeah,
at the end when they did the ritual and that nigga didn't know the password and they turned on that nigga.
Well, that's not the end, that's the middle of the fucking movie.
Oh,
like,
it's
like two-thirds of the way through the movie.
They said hold on, then the one bitch give herself up and they
yeah
fuck, and
then
that bitch.
They sacrifice her, or like she turns up dead, and then like the dude that he's friends with, who he knows was also there at that party, it's like, oh shit, fucking coincidence, she overdosed, blah blah blah, it doesn't even matter, like you weren't supposed to be there, you're bad, Tom Cruise, you shouldn't have been at the fucking secret party, Tom Cruise, watching all of us.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah, he got her cute.
Well, it's just Tom Cruise the entire movie just wants to fuck anybody that is not his wife, Nicole Kidman, you know. And it's like, oh, a crazy sex party on fucking Long Island, I'll be there. Shit, he doesn't like give a fuck about secret societies or anything like that. He just wants to get his dick wet, and then he gets in too deep.
I know they be having them shits over in Williamsburg, though, no factories.
Well,
I heard about so many sex parties. As an Uber
those
driver,
those are brain dead hipsters having those parties. Not like
I mean, it be the crypto
influential.
It be
people.
The crypto niggas.
Well, so
when the crypto was booming, them crypto niggas had all the little bitches over there. Okay.
All the people in Eyes Wide Shut were like fucking 50 plus or whatever the fuck, you know.
It'd be some of them up over there too. You know, you got your old creeps.
Yeah.
Well, I can't call them creeps. They just like to get their nut off.
I mean, there's plenty of fucking creeps out here.
House
I remember
yes.
When I first moved up here, my dad was like, son, old men are going to proposition you asking to fuck your ass, and you have to tell them no.
It's true, boy. I'm telling you.
No old man has ever propositioned me to fuck my ass. It's always been people my own age.
All right. Okay. I don't know. I do not know if they was trying to have sex with me. But the way they was coming off was a little diddy-ish. And the most recent time was right before I went to Chicago. I'm walking down the street, man. Like, I'm going downtown over, like, 50th and, like, 8th. I know I'm close to the west side, so I'm like, I got it in my head. Like, all right. I'm not finna. What?
Like, Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, area. I ain't talking to nobody over there. Some old nigga I thought was, like, an immigrant. That nigga asked, do I speak Spanish or some shit? I'm like, nah. And that nigga started talking to me in English. Talking about, you trying to go in this store right here and let me buy you something. Yeah, as I look at the store. It's like it got the gay flag in the window. That was a red flag.
It's a fucking dildo store.
It was like a sex store. It was like a sex store. Some sex.
We're trying to get you in there because they got the booths in the back where people like fucking beat off and shit.
That nigga talking about, I'm trying to buy you something. You don't want to buy. I'm like, nasty nigga, leave. Because he like, where you going? I'm like, I'm finna, you know, I got a job finna go there.
Trying to use the glory hole. I was just being honest, back like, of the porno shop.
Talking like, I'm finna, you know, go make this your dig, make this move, you know, go about my day. He talking about, he owe me like.
You've already said too much to the motherfucker. He like,
you ain't got none of you, might as well come chill. If you don't get your goof out, I walked off on this, and I'm like, man, hell no, this nigga did just try my, boy, what? Well, I look like, I look sweet out here. I'm like, man.
Unfortunately, we can't really call just fucking general sexual predation too much of a conspiracy, because that just seems like a law of the universe at this fucking point.
There was this other nigga when I had my head done a certain way. That nigga, like, oh, who did your hair? Trying to make calm, like, nigga, get the fuck away from me. And then, like, years back when I had turned 21, I'd never forget, and I was in Queens, and this old, like, brown nigga, I'm walking down the street, minding my business as normal. Nigga just pull over on Hillside. He just pull over and like, hey, what you doing? You trying to hang out? I'm like, the fuck? What type of shit is this?
This is just
a random nigga. You asking me to hang out? Oh, I don't know what you is. And we was by like a high school. So at the time, I'm like, what, 21? Oh, so yeah. I'm like,
he's on his yo, creep
ass nigga, get your boy.
God,
you trying to hang out, nigga? Who is you? What the fuck?
Speaking of getting your hair did and people getting their makeup done, did you see that video of The Rock with his daughters?
Mm-mm.
Like, people were trying to shit on The Rock today because, like, he like posted like this video of like his two little ass daughters. They're like less than 5 years old or whatever the fuck, like putting makeup all over his face, and he's got like a Harley Quinn wig on. And everyone was like, how dare the Rock fucking emasculate himself? What kind of example is he setting for men? I guess, like, do these dumbasses think that, like, every guy should look up to the fucking Rock as, like, a paragon of masculinity?
What does that mean? That he playing with his kids? I hope
he's playing with his fucking kids.
Hope they
look up. He says in the video, it's like, is there anything else you'd like to do? Okay, well, I'd like to keep my dignity. He's like just joking around with his fucking daughters. Like, let the man fucking be a dad. Let him be a fucking dad. Like, shit. Y'all get your panties in a fucking twist, yeah, over the littlest weird fucking thing. Like, you're policing everyone.
He
could
do
behavior
whatever fuck he want. He'd
meanwhile
rock.
This, like, did you see the clip of him at fucking, like, Raw or whatever the fuck, like WWE, like
he, oh, I'm about to say, you said fucking Raw. Like, what?
Not fucking Raw.
Him,
like,
fucking
literally
Raw. What? I want to see that.
The look on Tezo's face. I couldn't.
Whoa.
Got
Diddy in here, and I was getting.
No, he was. Well, I mean, if you saw the video, like, he was on fucking WWE this past week.
I see him beating up, what's his name?
Beating the fuck out of what's his face?
Cody Rhodes?
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, rubbing the blood all over his fucking, like, belt and shit. And, like,
I didn't see all that part.
And then, well, yeah, there was that, and then, like, the camera guys, like there was, like, a phone video of, like, a second clip of the whole thing, where it was, like, just a spectator off to the side, and the guys were like, okay, we're clear, the camera's off, and he's like, fuck no, I'm keeping kayfabe, and he keeps, like, spitting on fucking Cody Rhodes and shit. It's like, I'm not done with you, motherfucker. He's like smacking him still. The cameras are off, right? So it's just like whoever is like doing this fucking phone video, like, he's the only one catching it. And then he just like walks away, like he's just in character the whole time, and like fucking salute. The Rock is back. The Rock has returned.
Yeah, he that nigga, boy.
Shit. Man, that's how bad that nigga play with Black Adam blew up in his face.
Hey, boy. He had to go back to the WWE. They said John Cena taking up all the new shit. We don't need you no more, Rock.
John Cena is DC's golden boy, more so than the fucking Rock.
Everybody tired of the Rock. John Cena, that nigga right now.
We're getting Peacemaker season 2, even though it's going to take place in a different fucking universe than season 1 because of the reboot.
I wonder if Batista going to come back.
I mean, well, he's not coming back to Marvel.
I'm talking about to WWE.
Oh, to the WWE? Shit. Yeah. Well, no, I think I feel like he's done with all that kind of, like, he says that, like, he doesn't like taking his shirt off anymore just because he thinks he's unsightly.
Oh.
Or whatever the fuck. He's, like, ashamed of his old man body. Whatever the fuck.
Give me what I want. Batista was that nigga, boy.
No, but now people are saying that, like, James Gunn could or should cast him as, like, fucking Bane in the DC universe.
Who's this James Gunn nigga? I seen y'all beefing about that nigga.
The did you see my fucking 10, like, 1,000, like, tweet-long fucking thread from this morning?
I don't know, but I ain't see the whole that thread.
James Gunn is the director.
Nigga said something about that nigga and related it to E.T.
E.T. Yeah, oh, God. Well, that was a different fucking thing.
Yeah.
That I got mad about. Like, I've just been fucking on Twitter all day, just endlessly getting or trying to get into fights because I am a troubled man. No, but James Gunn is the director of Guardians of the Galaxy,
okay,
and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and the Suicide Squad.
He got some hits on his belt, though.
That's what I'm fucking saying. So people love to shit on this fucking guy. Like, he's never made a good movie.
Say, boy,
and it's
Guardians
like, what the fuck are
decent.
All of you smoking?
Like, Suicide Squad, arguable, but that shit was watchable.
I love that fuck. Well, the second one. The good one.
I'm about to say it was definitely watchable.
Not the first. He didn't. He had nothing to do with the first one. But, like, yeah. That's the fucking thing. He's a fucking solid filmmaker. And, like, people are acting like him taking... Like, he's directing the new Superman movie. And he's taken over. He's like in charge of DC now in terms of movies. So like he jumped from Marvel to DC.
Smart man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you know, if they're gonna let you do whatever the fuck you want, may as well. And now he's doing fucking Superman, and that's probably gonna be like the biggest movie of next year. Or at
what,
least
what
one of them.
Zack Snyder doing?
Zack Snyder is fucking wrapped up in his Netflix bullshit. That's the other fight that I got in, the long fight, was arguing with like a fucking ignoramus with no brain and like even less of an ability to type words correctly. I think the guy is either like literally 12 or he was drunk. Like either one.
It's a lot
I'm not
of kids
sure.
on the yeah, it's a lot of kids.
It's like I'm sure I'm getting into fights with
shout out to DeSantis,
point.
Man, passing that bill.
that shit's hilarious. Like how the fuck is that gonna get enforced? Good fucking luck. But yeah, I was getting in a fight with this fucking idiot. Like he was arguing, it's like, oh, Snyder has got more of a vision in his films. It's like Snyder has
4 hours.
All of his fucking movies have been so horrendously compromised by like studio interference for the last fucking decade. He has not made a single movie in the last 10 years, hell, maybe even longer, that hasn't been fucking like meddled with to death. Like, Batman v Superman, like, he didn't even want to make Man of Steel in the first place. He didn't want to make a fucking Superman movie. He wanted to make a Batman movie. And so when he made Batman versus Superman, that's when he really jumped in on, like, doing all the crazy shit. And I hate that fucking movie. I loved Man of Steel when it came out, and I fucking
I still
hated
have
Batman
not seen
v
it.
Superman.
I seen Man of Steel, but I have not seen Batman v Superman.
Fucking sucks dick.
Dude. I seen the animated.
Yeah.
Not the...
Animated is well like if you're talking about like Batman and Superman like the public enemies or whatever the fuck from like 15 years ago.
When they locked that nigga Superman up.
When were they locked Superman up?
They put him I don't know what they put I don't want to say they put him in another dimension, but they locked that nigga up.
I forget. But it's besides the point. I fucking hate Zack Snyder's stupid DC bullshit apart from Man of Steel. And people they were like the people that are, like, singing his praises or whatever, they were, like, singling out the Justice League movie. But again, it's a fucking 4-hour-long movie, and as much as he wants to say it was his fucking complete vision, like, they wouldn't let him put Green Lantern in it, you know? Like, he wanted to put Green Lantern. Green Lantern's fucking fine, dude. I don't fucking care.
No, Green Lantern's lit sometimes. The black one.
Yeah, the black. They wanted to put the black one in.
Yeah, that's what.
And they didn't let him. Yeah. So it's like, fuck. Well, they had to replace him with the Martian Manhunter. So it's, you know, it's fucking bullshit. And then, like, that pattern of his movies getting fucked with has continued on into the Netflix shit. Like, the fucking zombie movie and then this like, fake-ass Star Wars movie that he made. Just, like, fucking... I don't know. I don't know how anyone can delude themselves into thinking that the guy has a singular vision when really, like, even while he was sort of ruminating on going back to Justice League, he was, like, letting the fans basically fucking make suggestions to him and shit the entire time. It's like, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, that's a good idea. It's like a real fucking auteur wouldn't bend to the whims of the audience like that. You know?
We're in a social media age.
Truly. He loves his little, like, dumbass fucking, like, I forget what app that he was posting on, but, like, he was posting on it a lot. It's just, like, some knockoff Instagram shit. I don't even know. This is getting off topic again. It's a conspiracy that Zack Snyder sucks dick, I guess. I don't fucking know, man. I don't fucking know, man. The arguments, like, just in general about, like, you know, oh, this comic book movie is better than this other comic book movie, just, like, contributes to the idea that, like, all this shit's made for babies, in my opinion. Like, there's no use getting, like, this worked up. Like people are mad. People are angry that this fucking guy, James Gunn, is doing DC now. Like they think that he hates comics and that they're gonna ruin, like, all he ever does is ruin characters or whatever the fuck when he's, like, translating them to screen. It's like, get over it.
Man, what comic to television show is exactly the same?
Beyond that, like, if you give that much of a fuck about a fictional character like that, kill yourself. No, don't kill yourself, but maybe stay in school.
Find somebody to, not just kidding.
Yeah, find someone to kill you.
Like, go in traffic and just play around.
Apparently that happened earlier. Like, there's some guy, like, on the FDR over here, just, like, in the middle of the fucking, like, right by the divider. Like, some fucking car exploded over here the other day.
I've been busting on the FDR. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was like a crazy.
I wasn't even off the FDR. It was on fucking York Ave, like, man. right under the bridge.
Hey, good thing they got off.
Shit. I mean, fuck. Like from the look of it, like, the person who was inside the car might be dead. Like, I don't even know if they fucking got out. Damn. Like, it was that bad. Like, the fucking video of that shit. Saw it on Citizen. God. It's, like, fucking, like, scary. It's like the one time, like, were you there that night when we saw a fucking car straight up explode? When we were at Strauss's? We were sitting there, middle of the fuck-ass night, and like, this was a friend of ours who lived in Bushwick, and he lived in a warehouse loft where his bedroom in particular had a pretty wide, like, array of windows to it, so you could see out and basically, like, two directions, but, like, pretty far. Like this was, like, the fourth floor of this fucking warehouse and shit.
You could see across Brooklyn, and you could see towards Manhattan.
Yeah. So, in the direction roughly of Queens, like, we're just sitting there, like, on the couch, like, fucking smoking and watching TV or whatever the fuck, and then we hear this noise, and we see this light. Boom! And this fucking car just explodes out of nowhere in this fucking, like, empty lot, like, two blocks away. And it was fucked up. Like, we think that, like, it might have been, like, someone trying to cover up, like, a murder or something. Because, like, we had seen, like, some dude, like, walking away from the scene. But it was fucking wild. Audience, if you have made it this far in the episode, tell us in the comments what you think happened to the fucking exploding car. Was it a conspiracy? Getting back to the fact that it is still Easter Sunday for the next 15 minutes at least. I watched a movie that really doesn't have a whole hell of a lot to do with Easter, but there was a bunny man in it, and this movie's called Sexy Beast. I'm sure some of y'all have seen it, maybe, perhaps, but if you haven't, it is fucking great time. But there's a bunny guy character in it who, like, appears in dream sequences and, like, sort of is a manifestation of the main character's, like, paranoia or anxiety or whatever the fuck. And, like, I showed, like, Tezo the clip of the guy, and he says that it looks pretty much exactly like Frank the Bunny from fucking Donnie Darko. So, is this a conspiracy? Did Donnie Darko rip off fucking Sexy Beast?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It looked like it.
I mean, yeah, you know.
Sexy Beast Rabbit might be more hardcore.
Definitely. He got a fucking giant-ass Uzi in his hand, motherfucker.
Donnie Darko Rabbit was hardcore, too, now.
Well, he's hardcore, too. I mean, like, sure, but he gets shot. He doesn't shoot anyone. He gets shot in his fucking face. R.I.P. Frank, the character played by James Duvall, fucking bunny man. Donnie Darko is a fun fucking time. I wonder if, like, I don't know. I'm sure some people have, like, wild fucking conspiracy theories about Donnie Darko. Even though, like, when they came out with the director's cut, it basically explained the whole fucking movie. It's like, oh yeah, it's definitely time travel, blah, 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 like, diverging pathways, like, you know, controlling your destiny, changing the future, shit like that. It's all pretty fucking standard. Not too dissimilar from The Matrix, if we're being honest. Yeah. Destiny. I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah, Destiny. Yeah.
The Sexy Beast. I don't know. It's like a nice, like, it's a short-ass movie. It's like just under an hour and a half. Yeah, it feels so fucking dense. It feels like you're really, like, dragged into, like, this dude's life. He just wants to be retired in Spain. Like, fucking, like, have sex with his hot former porn star wife and drink beer by the pool.
I don't know if I could do the former porn star.
That's the thing that Ben Kingsley fucking, like, gives him shit for. It's like, yeah. Oh, you married Dirty Dee Dee. Fucking slut whore.
Getting rotted out.
Meanwhile, like, the real reason, like, that you find out that he comes back and he's pressuring the one fucking guy to like, do the bank heist or whatever. You find out that, like, there's, like, these two other friends that they have. It's, like, this other older couple. And he fucked that dude's wife. And he's, like, in love with her. And he's like, psychotically, like, fucking obsessed with her, even though he, like, pretends that he's not. And, like, at the end, or, like, towards the end, when, like, they actually, like, fucking killed a guy and, like conspire to cover it up, he's, like, shot through the fucking, like, torso with a shotgun. And he looks over to the bitch. He's like, I love you. Like, in the middle of, like, continuing to curse out, like, everybody else. He's like, Jackie, I love you. So that's wonderful. That's a good fucking time. They end up burying his ass underneath the pool. So that's fun.
Smart.
It's good shit. Yeah. Nice fucking movie. Spoilers, I guess, audience. Sorry for fucking doing that, but, you know, it's not like the movie didn't come out 24 fucking years ago or anything. God, I'm jumping all over this. I came up with a list of conspiracy shit just for today, and we're all over the place. Well, we covered most of it so far.
There are a few conspiracies going on. Like, you know, it's not really a conspiracy, but, like, all right, the immigrants got, like, $53 million. They said they were supposed to be giving out $53 million to the immigrants or some shit like that.
And, like, but the what's it called? The cards.
Card. Yeah, yeah. Gift cards. And niggas mad talking about they could do this, but we ain't getting no reparations. I'm like, $53
million
ain't
$53 million
enough.
$53 million ain't shit.
That shit ain't enough for no reparations.
The reparations calculations are in the fucking trillions, dog. Like,
what?
They're in the trillions.
Y'all mad about, they could, like, if we was to, like, okay, I fuck with reparations, and I hope one day it do happen.
Yeah,
but
it should.
Realistically, if we was to get paid reparations, this country might go under.
I mean, well, that's the thing. It's like it's
the value of the dollar going to drop.
You consider how much like fucking labor was stolen straight off the backs of fucking slaves, and like that shit just translates to so much of like the infrastructure of this.
Then some people like we
country.
Shouldn't pay taxes. Then like
fucking
no,
White House was built by slaves. For fuck's sake.
I need my fucking whatever 40 acres in a mule was equated to back in that time. Now do inflation, and then we could talk.
Yeah,
and then. I want the black people to say, even if the one drop niggas get on their money too.
Hell yeah, that's me. That's me, motherfucker. We getting fucking rich, bitch.
Some niggas like, nah, they have blood, got a quarter. They got
half blood, got a quarter. Fuck you.
I'm like, yo, wow, what shit.
Motherfuckers that like, oh shit on the.
This 53 million ain't doing nothing. I ain't gonna lie to you. They get like 1400. That's like what we just got from stimmies. Damn near.
Yeah, like the less. Total than we got from the fucking stimmies.
Y'all want that?
We still never got the rest of that fucking money. Biden.
And Joseph. Niggas still owe money for student loans.
Yep.
Somehow.
Yep.
In the fourth year. I mean, conspiracy. That nigga been conspiring. Man, fuck that nigga Biden. Fuck that nigga Trump, man. Yep. Kanye 2024.
I really never see anything about Kanye anymore unless he's like walking into a casino with his wife butt ass naked, basically.
He came back. He did his due diligence. He went number one with his album, you know.
Which one?
With the one that just dropped.
The one that just dropped, the YS or whatever the fuck.
I was trying to remember what it was called. But
it's called like
Vultures.
Vultures, yeah.
Vultures won.
Vultures.
I listen to that shit damn near every day. Oh, my mom.
From hip hop super crew YS.
Yeah. But I'm a Kanye fan and I'm a Ty Dolla $ign fan. So,
yeah.
Like,
I mean,
the odds of me not liking it is just going. Like,
I am a fan of Kanye's music and basically nothing else about the fucking guy.
I gotta stand everything, man. He a Southside nigga.
It was funny. Like, it was funny as shit. Like, I was at, I think it was Christmas at my sibling's place, I think. A couple years ago, and like, you know, they're trans, they have trans friends, and the trans friends were over because their fucking apartment had burned down that fucking day.
That sucked
dick, like on fucking Christmas. It's just like the saddest shit. But yeah, they were staying there, but it, like somehow over the course of the night the conversation turned to fucking Kanye, and this is right after him like blowing up on Jews or whatever the fuck, like the all the shit that got him canceled from Adidas. And they like watching a trans person vehemently defend Kanye on the basis of his fashion brand was one of the most magical fucking things I've ever seen.
Wait, what'd they do?
Like just Kanye standing, like unabashedly, like after, like, basically right after the fucking the Jew shit.
I'm not gonna lie, if you're not from Chicago and you do go too heavy for Kanye, I look at you different.
I have no idea where this individual is from, but you know,
I truly look at you different because you're not from my city. I understand he lit.
So there are you gotta tick off certain boxes in order to really qualify.
Hell
as
yeah.
as a Kanye stan.
You could be it. I just look at you. You just one of them weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, you just what? Like, he cool.
Like, people who do some people dick ride the motherfucker.
Him and Elon.
To no end. Yeah, like so many of these fucking guys. Just like, just because they're famous or just because they
and Diddy.
Have influence. Sheesh.
Literally. Meek.
Literally. No,
that's a conspiracy. They say Meek Mill was getting fucked by Diddy. I don't know.
This is all the same shit at this point.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft got him out of jail. Allegedly. Prison, allegedly. And what did Robert Kraft get hit with? He was down in Florida getting a little, was it Happy Ending?
Yeah.
And he was part of that federal bus. Where they was the Happy Endings bus where that nigga was...
That's so funny.
Getting freaky deaky.
Yeah.
I think we all knew that. That's how it go. When you get money, it's gonna be some sexual shit.
I thought I heard they started like cracking down on some of these joints in the city that are, that you know, the
Don't ask me how I know, but I was given the website.
Oh, I know how you know, motherfucker.
I was given a website that told me where to go and go get that you dig if you need it. But
we had a friend get his shit cranked, like, without him real, like this is a thing. Like, the
I think he knew though. I think he knew now.
Well, nah, like, this has happened. Like, the fucking Cumtown guys, fucking Nick and Adam, I think separately, or no, Nick. This happened to Nick, where he went into a fucking
massage
parlor, and he just, like, really needed a back massage. Like, he was there for that purpose. And then, like, she tried, like, started, like... I'll play the fucking clip later, because I can't tell this with any justice, but...
Got that... What we call it? The back jerk? The reverse jerk? I'm like, what? I ain't never had that. Like,
no, just cranking your shit, and they just go for it. It's like, you don't even have to ask. They just, like just fucking say no more, fam. I'm going to grab your dick, and I'm going to start jerking you off. Get you
riled up. Then she's like, whisper the prices in that nigga ear or some shit. I'm like, what?
Yeah, for real.
That nigga said, I don't know. How many niggas been here?
I'm keeping this in. Like, this is a story about a person we know that I'm keeping in.
I ain't name drop.
We haven't said his fucking name.
I ain't name drop. But shit, that nigga, shit.
Fuck that guy. Nuts.
That nigga got freaky. I'm like, they really doing that out here? I'm like, that makes sense. Because my plug, that nigga lived above a massage parlor for like a little bit.
Yeah.
And I knew some shit was going on because that nigga was trapping. So I'm like, some other shit got to be going on when I went in. I seen so much shit in Chinatown that I can never say.
Forget about
it. But I love Chinatown.
It's like the Wild West down there.
Yeah, I love Chinatown.
I miss living down there, dude.
I'd be thinking about, I think I want to move over there, but no, I couldn't deal with it in the daytime.
It's well, so that'd be perfect for me. I'll go out during the fucking daytime. I went out during the daytime today. Today was a beautiful day.
I mean, it would make sense to over, like, if you was just to post up out there, you could pull you something. You're going to pull a seat. Like, the odds you're not pulling nothing or meeting somebody is crazy. Because we used to post up, was you there when Skylar used to post up?
Yeah.
Like, and random.
That used to be the move. It's like the three of us would fucking, like, there'd be that white, that remember that white chick that fucking.
Oh, me, she was with it, too.
There was a white woman who looked like,
with it.
Like in her late 30s, who fucking rolled up to the three of us one day while we were smoking, like outside of her stoop, like coincidentally. And she did not look at me once, but she looked at the two black motherfuckers that I was with. Like, she was ready to go. It's like, yeah, you guys want to hang out? You guys want to come upstairs? Like, she was ready to get turned the fuck out.
I think she really wanted me.
She wanted one of you two.
Only reason I say that is because Scott, he hit her up. But I don't think he ended up leaking with her because she wasn't at the crib or something when he hit up.
I think I remember you telling me this. Yeah, he ended up hitting her up. Just like, ah, man.
I think she just really wanted to smoke our weed. That's what I remember.
Oh, sure. Sure. I believe
Yeah, she was a little freaky with it, but I think she just wanted to smoke out. She's talking about she had some upstairs or something. I'm like, man, go.
Very suspect looking white woman, if I may say.
She worked. She said she worked at Fox or some shit.
Yeah, she was. It was crazy so shit. Fucking weird.
I'm like, Republican? No, we could get with it, but. Yeah, man, that's when New York City was fun, man.
You're not lying.
New York City used to be. I mean, it's still busting. Don't get me wrong. It have its time.
I mean, like
wait till this.
Even in the last couple of years, like going down to the Village has been like pretty decent. Even just to like fucking walk around and like go grab a burger or whatever the fuck. Like we would fucking do over even this past summer. Like you know, the Village is still alive. The Lower East Side is still alive. Chinatown. Who knows, but...
Oh, yeah, we used to stay in Soho.
Like, yeah. Have you seen any of the clips from this fucking Godzilla X Kong movie?
The last Godzilla movie I seen was excellent, so I do not want to taint it with this new one.
Yeah.
I might go see it, I might not.
It looks funny as shit. That, like, there's this one clip. Like, you know how there's, like, a little baby Kong in it now? Like, I think I told you about that. There's this scene apparently, or this sequence where Kong finds his species. They're in the Hollow Earth, but they're in a secret part of the Hollow Earth, which was already secret, right? because he didn't find them the first time he went to the Hollow Earth.
I love this movie already because they speak on my Hollow Earth conspiracy theory.
Well, that's the thing. You would love fucking Godzilla versus the first one because of the Hollow Earth shit.
I watched the first one.
You didn't like it?
No.
Shocking.
The way they was playing Kong was kind of whack.
Well, I didn't like that he lost, like, the main fight at the end with Godzilla. I thought he should have fucking
won.
That
made sense, though, because...
It makes sense because Godzilla is fucking Godzilla, but I thought, like if they you really want to, like, have your underdog story... Like, Kong was the underdog,
they hold
and he still fucking lost.
Got his ass whooped.
But in this new Godzilla X Kong movie, Kong finds his fucking tribe in the Hollow Earth and whatever, and there's an evil red ape... guy called the Scar King or whatever the fuck, and he like sort of just bullies all the other fucking apes into doing what he wants or whatever. So he tells all the other apes to go fuck up Kong. Gets pissed and he grabs the little fucker and he starts beating the other fucking apes with the little guy, like the little baby Kong.
That's
it's the funniest fucking shit that I've ever seen in my life, and it almost makes me want to pay $20 to go see this piece of shit movie. Or I could just wait. Like, I saw fucking Dune 2 on this fucking piece of shit TV on a camera.
You watched the cam?
Except it wasn't Dune 2, it was Dune 2 because it was the Spanish version. So all the fucking Fremen subtitles were in Spanish, and it was annoying as shit having to like translate in my head along with the movie. But yeah. And also, they, like, cut out, like, the scene at the end where he, like, fucks everyone up in the spaceships. And that pissed me off, because I knew that was supposed to happen. But for whatever reason, they cut it out. But apparently, Dune 2 is coming to streaming, or at least video on demand, in, like, 2 days. Shockingly enough.
That's crazy. I mean, not really, because... They trying to get that money. They already made their box office and they ain't no DVDs.
Well, they're trying to get the money, but they're trying to get the money in a way that fucks over the filmmakers. Because when, like, you make a movie and you sign on to get, like, percentage points of, like, the box office gross after the fact, that's only for theaters. So, like, motherfuckers don't make deals for streaming. So, like, the Timmy Chalamet isn't getting fucking money off of streaming.
I mean, didn't he take the front end? I hope he took like 15.
You get your fucking salary or whatever, but then you also get the fucking like bonus points. Like once the movie reaches a certain threshold of box office. So like after it hits like 500 million, you start getting like a percentage of the total gross. And that's how motherfuckers really make bank.
They say that nigga went out sad.
Went out sad?
They say he only made 2 mil.
What, off of Dune? You never
so he
know.
Made it. They said reports suggest that he made a whopping 2 mil for his role in the film. That's before any residuals.
Yeah.
And box office profits. He should have took more on the front end.
I mean, that's if you can fucking negotiate for that. Because who knows what kind of money he's been making on his other movies.
This might be number one. I don't know. Because they said Zendaya only made 300 off the first one.
I mean, shit. I could believe that, dude. Like fucking Sydney Sweeney has been promoting the absolute fuck out of this Immaculate movie, right? Because, like, she says that she's still basically, like, fucking paycheck to paycheck. Like, she hasn't, like, gotten, like, a good enough deal yet where, like, she's fucking, like, comfortably, you know, got enough money to just live. Which is, like, fucking wild that, like, I don't know. All this shit is so fucking shady. Like, these goddamn... money deals in Hollywood. It's another conspiracy right there. This episode's gonna be
what's
extra
the name
long.
Was talking about that Taraji, how she don't get paid.
Shit, fucking forget about it.
I know it's supposed to be an upside down heart, I hope, but I'm looking at something that don't what
it's a ball sack, dude. Those are nuts. Oh, fuck.
Niggas is different.
That's another conspiracy. Just fashion.
Yeah.
I feel like as much as like you say that there's like, you know, some sort of like some entity or group of people out there that, you know, is seeking to emasculate the image of the strong black man. feel like plenty of motherfuckers do that shit to themselves. Just think about like fucking like majors, like just a couple months, I think, before he got in trouble for you know the shit he got in trouble for, where he was like dressed in pink and shit, like wearing fucking frilly woman's clothes and whatever the fuck. Everyone's like, oh, look at this fucking. Fucking like wearing goddamn woman's clothes and setting a bad example. And it's like, oh nope, he beats the fuck out of women. He's not sweet like that, unless he is. I don't know. Like the shit that he says, the shit that he said, like the quotes or whatever. Like the fucking.
You believe I need me a Coretta. Like Coretta, bitch.
I need me a Coretta. I need me a Michelle. Like, that's the gayest shit I've ever heard.
Do you believe in my jeans like Coretta, bitch?
It's what? So fucking insane.
I need that. What?
And everyone acts like there was a conspiracy.
I need
him,
me
like
a Michelle Obama.
Dig his own fucking grave.
I need me a bitch I could cheat on and go home and lay down to in love. That's what he's saying.
For real,
if you
though.
Believe it, if you believe in the CIA conspiracy tapes, because I've been told that was fake.
What, Martin Luther King fucking yeah. cheating on Coretta?
He was fucking the shit out them white bitches.
He was
boy.
Fucking like that's a Cumtown joke. Is that he was responsible for Blasians? Like he was fucking Asian bitches.
He
and
was
like
fucking the shit out of them bitches. And that nigga kind of looked Asian too. So that's. You catch him at the road angry like that. Who that Martin?
It's like all of his children look full blood Chinese. No. Shit,
Martin, that's him. Martin Luther. They said they had that nigga. They was the next room recording that nigga getting it in. Oh damn!
I believe that. Well, to the extent that they were fucking obsessed with the guy, yeah, I believe it. Jeez,
I mean they had to look what they did to Fred Hampton.
Yeah, same shit.
Yeah, they
even more despicable.
They ran
really.
Through that nigga crib, blew him down.
Fucking,
they
like,
to this day they say they shoot and take pisses at that nigga grave or some shit.
Fucking disgusting.
I'm like, damn.
R.I.P. Fred Hampton. R.I.P. MLK. Jeez. And what with that,
what that nigga do to y'all?
And with that, I think we will leave it there for this episode. Subscribe to us on YouTube. If
more conspiracies coming soon.
Very soon, there are always more conspiracies to be discovered, to be uncovered, to be explored.
I feel like we could have talked more.
We could have talked more about
movies,
a lot of
but, yeah.
Conspiracy movies. Like, you know, God, that's its own fucking rabbit hole. Like, there's this
the
Mel
Bourne
Gibson type? Movie, literally called Conspiracy Theory, that I could show you, where he plays a crazy guy who believes in every single fucking conspiracy theory at the same time, but then one of them turns out to be true, and then like the motherfuckers start chasing him down. It's kind of fun.
Let me check out this weed situation.
Yeah. Shit, I might fucking go with
you. Peace out.
I'm trying to fucking smoke. But in the meantime, we will see you next time on Yuck Time. Subscribe to us on YouTube, smash that like button, leave a comment, let us know what is your favorite conspiracy theory, I guess. Follow us on Twitter at YuckoPrime, Instagram at Yuck.Time. Subscribe to our Patreon for $3 a month at YuckTime.com.
Yes,
give us $3 a month. It's not that much. I'm considering like crediting motherfuckers on the YouTube videos.
What does that mean?
It's a perk. It's a perk. Like they're producers because they're giving us money.
Oh, okay. I'm
yeah.
like, credited
because
me.
It's like, you know, a thing people do on Patreon.
Man.
That we haven't been doing because no one gives us money. So if you would like to give us money, we will love you for it and we will make that known. But next time on Yuck Time.
Wait till I come up on some money.
Yeah.
Which is going to be soon. We're going to have visuals.
We're going to have visuals. We're going to have a fucking, like, slightly better recording setup, I hope.
Yes.
Going to get Tezo one of these mics.
And... I don't know about that.
Come on now. I'm not using that fucking thing forever. Oh, you're going to get a better one?
I mean, it might
get
be...
Get yourself a fucking Shure instead of this piece of shit. Nah, I love my mic. I can't complain.
I mean, not that bad of a mic. I ain't going to lie to you, but I do...
I can't complain.
I do like Shures, and I do like, what is it,
Shure's
the baby?
Standard,
the,
man.
The blue, the bottles?
The blues.
I like the blue. I had a Spark.
The snowballs and all that
fuck
shit.
Fuck a snowball. That shit.
Well, you know what I fucking mean. Yeah, we'll see you next time. It's not even gonna be on there. So. Next time. We'll see you. Love you, audience. Catch you later.
The visuals will change the game.